We are back. Hello, Trish. How are you?
I am well, Amy. It's been forever.
I know. All those DMs, we got people messaging us saying, when's the next podcast episode? What are you doing?
I know.
And so anyway, we're back.
Yeah, we want to say sorry, but we also want to say thank you for tuning back in and joining us. It really means a lot that you've come back here, and we hope that this is the start of something awesome and, a restart of something that is definitely awesome. Yeah.
Exactly. Trish and I have had so much going on over the last 6 months, but even 12 months. Like, it's been the mammography journey has definitely been a labor of love, would you say, Trish?
Yes, so much love.
So much love and so much juggling and effort. But I think both of us can kind of sit here and say that we've absolutely loved it and our cups are really full. And we're just really excited about where mammography is going. So, we just thought we'd kind of jump in your ears again and just say hello and give you an update and talk about what we've been doing. And we might even chat a little bit about Trish. She's been shooting at a particular time of the day a lot. We thought you guys, it might be a nice thing to hear and feel inspired by. So anyway.
Hey there, welcome to Mummatography, the beginner photography podcast just for mums. I'm Amy.
And I'm Trish. Between us, we have 5 kids, 3 photography businesses, 23 lens caps, and over 20 years of photography experience.
Now that makes us kind of credible, yeah? But anyway, we're on a mission to help you take better photos of your kids without the confusing technical jargon.
Mums don't have time for that.
We'll be sitting down to chat with all kinds of creative mums, professional family photographers, and camera-savvy Insta mums.
We'll chat about taking photos of your kids, tips and tricks, and how the heck did she make that photo or thing?
As well as other stuff that mums talk about, you know, not sleeping, chasing toddlers, being all of the things to your family, and how to find time for yourself as a creative mum.
We know you hear us.
So grab a cuppa, put your earbuds in and get comfy.
This is beginner photography and so much more just for you.
But yeah, no, let's update our listeners on life a little bit. Amy, you've had a huge change in your life. Can I ask you what you've been up to?
Yeah, this last 6 months have been pretty full on because my little family moved from Victoria to South Australia at the very start of January. But it's been really good. But that's also meant like lots of new experiences and new people and just getting used to new routines and rhythms. So, you know, that requires so much mental energy. It's been really good, but it's been really big as well. The girls started a new school, which has just been, it's just been such a beautiful experience for them.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it's just I had a few emotional tears walking away from the school in the morning and just actually because, you know, in Victoria, our kids didn't really go to school for like it was on and off for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So like actually being able to, you know, send my kids to school and like the joy. And there was one morning, actually, there was this one beautiful morning where I got to school and the head of the school is in the courtyard doing the chicken dance with the kids as all the kids were arriving. And I know that seems ridiculous. No, hear me out. But like, it was just that whole, the joy of school and the joy of learning is still here. And it was just a really beautiful moment and got a bit teary as I was walking back to the car. So anyway, there's been a few of those kind of moments of like settling back into normal life as well post-pandemic. So yeah, it's been a lot, but it's been fun. Yeah.
So safe to say that your kids have also loved that transition. They sound like, it sounds like things are good.
They have. It's been a really positive experience. Mm. They definitely miss their friends, my oldest particularly, and they miss their grandparents and, you know, like we even miss our old house, like all that stuff. Yeah. But there's still goodness and joy and beauty to be found wherever you are. And I'm just excited to keep discovering that, I think, where we are. So
tell me, but besides missing your old house, is there anything else you miss about Melbourne?
The quality of Uber Eats available in Melbourne and the coffee and shopping. Yeah, like we really loved the idea of moving to Adelaide because for us, it was a bit more a slow life, slow living. And that's definitely the case. It was definitely what we found. And the shop shut at like 5 o'clock and on Sundays not even open till halfway through the day, and all really good stuff, I think, for us as a family to embrace.
Just time to adjust.
I just want to go back. Yeah. No, I seriously want to go back to 24-hour Kmart at like a ridiculous hour, because that's what I'm used to doing. But that you can't do that in Adelaide, guys, just in case you were thinking about it.
And what do you love about Adelaide then?
I love, because we, living in the Middle East of Melbourne, we were never close to the beach at all. Mm. And so actually being about 25 minutes to some really beautiful beaches here is just like such a treat. It is, I don't know if it's going to wear off very soon.
Yeah.
And because like when it comes to photo shoots, like, you know, it's always been a bit epic to get to a beach to shoot a family, and now it's not. And so I know that there's, you know, photographers like yourself and Perth photographers and all that are just like so like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm so sick of shooting at the beach.
I never said that.
Yeah, that's good. I've heard it. I've definitely heard it. Anyway, I guess I was sick of shooting in the bush. So no, it's just a treat. It's a treat to kind of switch it up a little bit.
I can't wait to see what you make. It's going to be a different chapter, but it's going to be beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, Trish, we are just going to pause this episode for a minute and let everybody know about our lovely podcast sponsor, LoveJK. Now, you might have seen them around on Insta, and for good reason. They make the most beautiful things. Think frame prints, photo collages, incredible gallery walls that I'm really excited to get in my house very soon, personalized greeting cards, wrapping paper, art prints, photo blocks, and so much more.
And guys, I've checked them out. These aren't just your everyday printers either. LoveJK are an Ilford master printer. They print on Canon ProGraph printers, which pretty much means that they're the real deal. And as professional photographers, just know that this means a lot. All their frames are handmade locally in their studio in Melbourne, which ensures incredible quality, and they also offer a 100% love guarantee. LoveJK would be an amazing place for gifts for grandparents,
for yourself,
Christmas and birthdays,
all the things. So scope them out on Insta at LoveJK Australia.
And Amy, you forgot the most important bit.
Oh, yes, that is right. They are generously giving all our listeners 15% off with the code MAMATOGRAPHY.
That is M-A-M-A-TOGRAPHY, and you'll need to use this at the checkout.
So get onto it.
And you, Trish, what have you been up to? Because although I know I've been like crazy and new, like you've still had a lot going on.
Mine is the result of, you know, leftover pandemic consequences, where a whole bunch of shoots have just, you know, been pushed into this part of, you know, the last 6 months really from last year. So I know a lot of photographers are in the same boat, just, you know, playing a crazy kind of catch up. And yeah, so it's sort of been, I told my husband, okay, I'm going to be really busy this week. And then I look at the weather, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I'm not. And so it's just been crazy. So when the sun is out, I'm working heaps. And then when it's not, it's just like, you know, canceled this, the soccer's canceled, training's canceled, you know. So it's just like, you know, it kind of feels like round two of a different version of, you know, stay home. Yeah. So I think the consequence of that is that I'm out a lot more, and my little one especially is like, mommy, why do you have to go to work? Like her Mother's Day card to me was, I love you so much. I love you to the moon and back. Please don't go to work. Why do you have to go to work? I hate when you go to work. Like, you know, that I don't think that ever ends.
And so Trish, because you've been shooting and trying to fit in shoots at all different hours, you have been doing some sunrise sessions. Is that right?
Yeah. I think I complained to you 1 week. I was like, I've been doing sunrise every single day this week. I absolutely love the sunrise. I love when my clients go for sunrise. I think it was just the inability to kind of catch up on sleep when you're doing multiple sunrises.
And Trish, would you actually call yourself a morning person, or is it like it is really hard to get up at sunrise?
No, I think by the standards of everybody else around me, I'm definitely a morning person.
Yeah. I get emails from you at like 6 a.m. and I'm like, oh my gosh, how does she do it?
I think I crave just that little bit of quiet when no one needs me, because they're not awake. So I get up, I make my, you know, I have like a grinder coffee where I have to like self grind it by hand. And it's just like the ritual of doing that at like 6 a.m. in the morning, having my hot cuppa, and then just being able to do a little bit of stuff. The sunrises, it's always it always feels like effort, but it always feels like it's so worth it just to see. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not something that you get to see that often. So it is always a treat. And I think the families are also like, oh my gosh, this is an epic kind of effort to get out here at this time.
Yeah.
But like yesterday I did a sunrise and the family was like, oh yeah, my kids wake up at like 4 or 5 a.m. And I'm like, oh yeah. Well, at least my kids don't wake up at that time. But if they do, you know, max it out then.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's only that the mum probably has to get up an hour before that to do her hair.
I know. Yeah, I looked at her and I was like, wow, you look amazing for being up at this time. Yeah.
But Trish, can you actually kind of describe the morning light? Because I just think this would be really helpful for our listeners, particularly our mammography students, because I think it's something that, you know, we all want to try sunrise, but sometimes actually knowing what time of the day, what the light looks like can, unless you actually get it right, you're not going to know. So
yeah. I feel like sunrise somehow is just a little bit more, you've got to get the timing right.
Yeah.
As opposed to sunset where you turn up an hour before and you get the slow kind of change of the light. You can see the sun's going down and it's all fine because there's, you know, time on the other end kind of thing, right? But with sunrise, I literally look at exactly what time sunrise is. So it's like 6:32 a.m. I'm like, all right, let's meet there at 6:30 kind of thing. And I want to be there before that time, before it actually rises over the horizon. Because the colors start to change. It's kind of quite, it's almost like a twilight, but on the opposite end of the day. What's it called? Dawn, right? Before the sun actually rises. But when it rises quite quickly. And if there's no cloud cover, it's quite an intense kind of, you know, light that you can use, but you got to work quickly because suddenly it's quite high in the sky kind of thing. So I really try and utilize like that first hour and to be there before the sun actually passes over the horizon so that we can make the most of that. Yeah. Like I think you kind of just shoot and then suddenly the sun's up there and you're like, oh, you work like double time for a little bit just to really make it all, you know, get the images that you're visualizing.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like as soon as you see that kind of that sun pop over the horizon, you're like, quick, it's on.
That's right.
Double time, like you said, before it gets too high.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? Because usually like when you shoot in the evening, you've got the majority of what you need and so you're feeling a bit more confident and that kind of thing. But it's just the opposite way, isn't it? So that's good to keep in mind.
And I think for us, because like, you know, you're saying photographers in Perth, I think they get the sunset on the water. We get the sunrise here in Sydney or in the east, right?
Yes,
on the water. So it's a different look as well. So if you, it's just, you know, you're just getting diversity in sunset versus sunrise kind of thing. So
would you say that sunrise shoots are more popular in Sydney?
No.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know where it is anywhere else. Yeah. But I think just in general, I judge how popular they are by how many people say yes to me. And that's really just the just how early their kids wake up. I feel like it's more a family rhythm thing. It's like, if you think you can get your kids up and that they'll be happy and not super grumpy and like, what am I here for?
I'm cold.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got to be mindful of that. Yeah.
In Melbourne, like sunrise shoots are just not really an option unless it's like, you know, January, February, March.
That's so true.
It's so cold in the morning.
Yeah.
The poor kids would be blue in the photos.
Yeah. Yes.
And so just if you had to describe the light in 3-ish words in the morning, what would you say it's like?
For some reason, the word clear is coming into my head. Like it's a very kind of clear kind of color. Like it's a crisper kind of pastel. Okay, these are not 3 words, is it?
That's okay. That's all right.
Pretty.
And I guess we have mums listening that would actually like to kind of venture out with their own kids in the morning. Would you have any tips for them? Like what?
Well, be some tips. Let them make sure you have good food and snacks for the car ride there. And as soon as you're done, they're usually kind of like just ravished in the morning. I remember one of my clients told their kids, tomorrow morning we're going on an adventure, right? We gotta pack our food for an adventure, just to make it more fun and not like something that they feel like they're being dragged out of bed for. Pack for all different kinds of weather. Like sometimes you go there and it is really cold, even though you're up with the sun. And I guess just be prepared for the light to come faster than you might otherwise anticipate.
Or actually, just while I'm thinking of it, if you don't want to venture out from your house, just like you can do it around your home.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you don't
for
have
sure.
to go to this spot. And it's so much easier. And then you can just kind of whip in and out the backyard.
Yeah.
And it might just be like taking notice the morning before, like when, where the light's falling and where the sun's coming from.
Yeah. And with them, I mean, if you do it in your backyard, I think you have a little bit more leeway because often you don't see a horizon unless you have a really cool house somewhere. But yeah, just noticing what time that first light kind of hits your home or when it comes through that window or hits the backyard. Yeah, just being observant. Yeah. It's always good. Yeah.
I feel like this conversation, I feel like it can lead into a shameless plug for our course because we have a whole module on morning light where Trish photographs some scenes in her home in the morning light and I photograph some scenes around my house in the morning light. It's just, I have that in my head as we're talking.
Yeah,
there you go. Oh, one more question, Trish.
Okay.
What, when you've done a sunrise shoot, do you go back to bed when you get home?
No, I'm pretty pumped like when I get back home to just, you know, get whatever else done that I need to get done that day. But come 2 o'clock, right? I look at the time, I'm like, yes, I can fit in a 20-minute nap before I have to get the kids. So yes, I will admit to many, many power naps in my life. They get me through a lot of things.
I love it. I love that you can power nap. I just can't do it. I just want to sleep. No,
like, it is my superpower.
So it is. That is actually a superpower. It's amazing.
Well, Amy, I think we need to just spend a minute chatting about the other huge thing that's obviously taken up a lot of our lives in the last 6 months. I mean, it's kind of the purpose of this whole podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's the 2 rounds of Beginner Photography Masterclass for Mummers that has really been the highlight of our year, or at least my year, and I think your year.
Yeah, so, absolutely yeah. my year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been huge, hasn't it? Like it's been, like we said earlier when we started, it's like it's been this beautiful labor of love and it's been like birthing this baby that didn't want to come for a while, but then it came and it was beautiful and there were tears and all this stuff. So it's been amazing. And we just wanted to tell you about where we're at with it. Because I guess we launched it a little bit quietly, would you say? Like we were.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had been putting so much work into it and, you know, there's always a little bit of nervousness kind of launching it. And then we were like, okay, that worked. Let's, maybe that was just our friends kind of, you know, cheering on for us. Let's launch it again. Right. And we, oh my gosh, we were blown away by how many people were so interested and how many people continue to be interested. And our doors are not quite open for our next round just yet, but you know. Yeah.
I think we've got people every day I'm getting notifications on my phone saying this person signed up for the next round, this one, or, you know, to be notified on the wait list. And it's like, it's so encouraging because it just feels like, oh yeah, we thought this was going to work and we really feel like you guys want it and it's serving you. And I just makes my heart so full because we put so much energy into it.
Yeah, I think it's just a difference between, you know, writing the course and like doing it from our kind of technical point of views or whatever. It wasn't, I mean, it's not very technical, but, you know, that kind of thing versus actually seeing it impact the lives of people. And I think that's what I didn't anticipate and how connected that we would then be to these people's lives. And it's such a gift.
And I think if people might not understand why we're saying that, but I guess, you know, we're definitely teaching you like how to use your camera in manual mode. Like that's the basis of the course, but we wanted it to be more than that. And we wanted it to be more about, you know, not just learning the technical aspects, but actually documenting motherhood and telling stories with your photos. And just doing that in a gentle kind of on the way, like, you know, like having your camera around and just documenting life, I guess, documenting life as it unfolds is probably a better way to say it.
Yeah.
And I think because that has been our approach, we are getting to kind of journey with
everyone's lives
in our Facebook group. Yeah. And just seeing, you know, kids grow up, babies born as well. We had in our last student group, we had a mammography baby. You know, like it's been a really beautiful experience just to, you know, mums together cheering each other on and also being creative and everything. It's just,
Yeah.
Great.
I honestly, I get like this dopamine hit when I see a new image pop up in our Facebook alumni group or, you know, when we're on our mammography account and following our mammography students. Yeah. It gets me so excited. And I think one thing I also didn't anticipate was how much we wanted to continue being a part of this. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, when you kind of think of a course and we did it like in a 6-week kind of thing, we're like, oh yeah, this is what I'm committing to. But I want more. And I think our community would love more too.
And so we are making a couple of key changes to our program. And it's basically, instead of it being a 6-week cohort based, you know, start at the same time, finish at the same time, do every week at the same time as everyone else, we have actually changed it to a 6-week self-paced course. Now, that might sound a little bit confusing to some, but basically we are delivering 6 weeks, 1 week at a time, over 6 weeks of content, but you can learn it whenever you want, in your own time, totally self-paced, and with the community there to just guide you and support you the whole way. And one other big thing was that we didn't want to do this, but then lose the whole community and the Zoom aspect of our course. So we have also introduced something called Lunch and Learns, and we are so, so excited about this. So basically, it will be a monthly gathering over lunch, and Amy and I will jump onto a Zoom and invite you guys, whoever wants to join us, for feedback, for critique, to ask questions, and just to feel the supportive community, to see faces, to make connections, all of the good stuff.
It's so exciting. It's such a, we really felt like this is something that you guys would benefit from, and we were just so pumped when we came up with this solution. So we're not cutting off that live component of the course completely. We've just kind of reshaped it and done it in a bit of a different way. Would that be right, Trish?
I think it's just, you know, we listened to you guys, we listened to what you needed, how you felt, the feedback from doing the course, from the students that did do the course, and also just working out what was, you know, as we've said, what's sustainable for both Amy and I within our families and our businesses, but also just being able to be present in the community as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just to clarify, it's a self-paced course now, but you get to jump in monthly on these lunch and learn sessions with us, no matter where you're at in the course.
And no matter where you live either.
No matter where you live in the world. Yep, that's exactly right. And just kind of jump in with us and join in on the community, no matter what point you're at in your photography journey within the alumni group of Mamatography. So it's exciting. Very exciting.
And Amy, what else is coming up this year?
Yes. So the other exciting thing that we are looking forward to is our podcast starting again. Now, I know you guys are listening on our podcast, and obviously this is our welcome back episode. So yes, we're excited for this year. We're excited to get back into regular episodes and just really listen to who you want to hear from and what you want to learn. And we want to serve you guys in that way on the podcast. So if you've got any like guests that you would love to hear from, or topics that you want us to discuss, or ways that you want to learn through the podcast, then please slide into our DMs. We would absolutely love to hear your feedback and your ideas. But yeah, we're super excited because I think the podcast is just something that I absolutely love, and it's a way that we can connect with people all over the world. And so it's we're stoked. I'm so stoked. There was a bit of a slow start, a bit of stop and start with the podcast because we just didn't realize how long it would take for us to put our beginner photography masterclass for mamas together. So thanks for bearing with us. We know it's been a while, a bit of a hot minute. So,
We also didn't want to be like stop and start with it as well. Like once we committed to it, we wanted to make sure that we can kind of show up consistently for you guys. Cause I just love being able to know that there's an episode coming and being able to dig in it when I'm looking forward to something as well. So I hope you feel the same way.
It's very exciting. So what else did we need to talk about, Trish?
So we talked about our course, but our course isn't open just yet to the public. But if you wanted to dip your toes in, we have a pretty cool mini course that you can find when you just kind of jump on the landing page of our website. And Amy, do you want to just tell them what's inside that?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell them where to go first. So it's just Mamatography, mamatography.co. So jump onto our website and there'll be a button at the top and you can jump in on our free mini course. But what's inside that? Yeah, it's been really exciting. We've had a few students go through it now and they've loved it, and it's been really exciting to see what they've learned through doing this course. But firstly, in this course, we teach you a little bit about light and where to find good light in your home. We talk about rule of thirds and how to create a photo that's pleasing to the eye. We talk about being intentional with your photo taking. So creating images that you can actually feel and just motherhood amongst taking photos. Number four was perspective. We teach you different ways that you can make your photo photos beautiful with different perspectives. And number five, we actually teach you or give you one of our signature mammography photo recipes to actually try your kids. So it's a really punchy course that will teach you a lot in a short amount of time, and it's just over 5 days. And you get to spend some time with us in there. So
yeah, and this particular little mini course, it's designed for any camera that you have, and you can even just jump on using your iPhone as well if you just want to get a bit of a taster into how to take some beautiful memories of your kids.
Well, guys, we just want to say thanks for tuning in to our first episode back. And we are super stoked about the next year and what's in store for mammography. And again, I think we've already said it a few times, but just for your support over the last couple of years with this, it's been absolutely, we've been absolutely blown away. Like we feel so loved, and we feel that this is something again that you guys really wanted. And it's just been so cool to see this serve you guys, serve this community of mums, and yeah, really just help them learn how to document motherhood. Not just in a learning the technical skills of photography way, but in a way that's really meaningful and intentional. Yeah, which is, again, this is that's our heart behind mammography is to take meaningful and intentional photos. So yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining with us this far.
And we get to say this week, see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week yeah. on podcast.
This is very exciting.
Really your first episode.
Yes.
Second episode. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
see you soon.
Guys. Bye.
This podcast is an independent broadcast run by mums and for mums. If you're a business who has a lovely offering that would align with our photo-taking mamas, then we'd love to hear from you. To start a conversation and help get your brand the eyes and ears it deserves, then just email hello@mammography.co.
Mom, I'm hungry.
Okay, gotta go.